Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, new figures released today show that grocery sales in Ireland hit €1.4 billion over a record-breaking Christmas. The latest figures from Kantar show that take-homes value sales over the 4 weeks to the 29th of December increased by 4.4%, making it the biggest sales month of the year, despite grocery price inflation increasing by 3.6%. Well, Eimear Healy is Business Development Director at Kantar, and she joins us now on the line. And Eimear, you're welcome. Can you tell us, what was the biggest day, do we know? Was there a particular day that was the biggest day for shopping at Christmas?
Yeah, Sarah. So if we look at what the busiest trading day of the year was, and I suppose maybe it's no surprise, but it was actually Monday 23rd was the most popular day. And we actually saw shoppers spending 107 million on that day alone.
I don't think it's any surprise to anyone who maybe tried to get into a shop on the 23rd of December because the queues, but go on.
Absolutely, yeah. And when we look at it from this time last year, we actually spent 12 million more than we did year on year. And I suppose if we look at what shoppers were buying on that 23rd, over 60% of sales were for your likes, your fresh and chilled, so meat, poultry, veg, but also alcohol. So alcohol and your kind of fresh items falling into the basket there on the 23rd.
Do we know in total how much should people spend on alcohol?
So over alcohol, we spent an additional 80 million on the month of December versus the previous month alone, and nearly 61 million of that coming through your likes of your champagne, your beer and your wine. So definitely a bit of festive cheer for Irish consumers over the month of December.
Do we know where we shopped, Eimear? Which of the supermarkets came out on top?
Yeah, so over the 12 weeks, Sarah, all retailers had quite a positive performance. So we saw all of them in value sales growth year on year. However, it was Dunnes that took the number one position in terms of value share over the latest 12 weeks at 24.8%. Then we had Tesco at 24.2%, followed by Super Value at 20.5%. Lidl at 12.3% and then Aldi at 10.6%. But like I said, each retailer seeing strong value growth year on year.
And in terms then of how often we went to the shop, it looks like we weren't that great at making the list and doing the one trip as we're advised to do.
No, so I don't know where we either picking up Christmas essentials or maybe more so luxuries. But on during that month of December, we made on average 23 trips to store. So like you said, not very much sticking with our lists. And when we look at that, I know you mentioned at the start there that we had our busiest every month in terms of value sales, but actually also in terms of shoppers out in store. So this December made it the busiest trading month. And we haven't seen that, Sarah, since March of 2020, which was really driven by that kind of pre-lockdown rush. And even when we compare this to Great Britain, we saw an average of 17 trips being made over the month of December. So Irish shoppers were definitely out in store over the month of December.
That is mad, really, isn't it? 23 trips. And when you consider that a lot of that would have been done before the 23rd of December, I mean, although I suppose as soon as the shops reopen, don't everybody rushes in again to
we
get all the bits that they forgot. Do we have any data on online shopping?
Yeah, so online has seen quite strong growth over the last year, but especially in that 12 weeks up to December, we saw an additional nearly 30 million being spent online, with sales up by 15% year on year. And what we saw driving online's performance was frequency. So shoppers returning to that online platform more often. So I suppose very busy social calendars over the month of December, and definitely online saw a pickup there with shoppers maybe trying to avoid those queues and maybe just look for ease over that month.
And does that generally, Eimear, do we know, indicate an increase or a move towards online shopping when it comes to groceries?
Yeah, we would see over the month of December, or even Sarah, the likes of back to school, Easter, any kind of busy, you know, shopping trading months, we would see online see that boost, and we would see a lot of new shoppers arrive to kind of do their shopping online, so definitely enhance their performance this year.
All right, very interesting. Thank you very much for joining us. It's Eimear Healy, Business Development Director at Kantar.